entering.
Last calling. Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
4PXB, this is KQ4QHV. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Yep, doing good. Riding on Malden Road into downtown Greenville, on actually it's Lawrence Road, but it's pretty much everyone knows it as both of them.
Good old Greenville.
And last couple days, and today was definitely no different. The police in Malden have definitely been hot. I've seen two or three cars sitting on the side of the road just waiting for somebody to, I guess, speed or do something where they can definitely stop them.
We do that all the time. I drive up from Pendleton into Westminster frequently, and those Oconee boys, they seem to be always out and about.
Yep. So it is, I guess it's good, and I think they pretty much have done away with their quotas for each police department, so that way toward the end of the month they don't get overzealous and write people tickets because of trying to pick up revenue. I mean, I know it probably happens, but
I like that they're out there controlling, the flow of traffic and stuff, but I know a lot of officers tend to go on fishing expeditions, and I think that's completely messed up, and they shouldn't be doing that.
Nope, definitely not. If you're definitely doing something wrong or unsafe, definitely deserve to be stopped, but just for silly reasons, nah.
And then start making stuff up, I'm not into that kind of thing, and I think I've seen quite a few of that. But anyway, I am super excited today. You may or may not be aware, but I've been having difficulty with my 12-volt power supply and my base station here. We're using it right now, and it seems to be working, but a lot of times when I key up the mic, it'll turn itself off and reset the radio and all that stuff, and today I have a new one. It's supposed to be showing up in the mail, and so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, it's definitely good. Does it seem to be doing that when it gets hotter in the day, or just as the radio runs a little bit longer to where the battery may be diminishing, where it doesn't have enough to keep it going?
It's a 120-volt to 12-volt switching power supply made by Jetstream. It's actually a JPPS-28M. Not sure what's going on with it. Sometimes it won't even turn on at all. I don't typically leave it turned on all day. I turn it on when I want to use the radio. And the weird thing is when it fails, it has a little voltage meter on it. When it fails, it drops down to about 1 volt or so and just kind of holds steady at 1 volt until I turn the power off. So, I don't know. This probably got some sort of blown capacitor or maybe a MOSFET issue.
It definitely sounds like a voltage issue somewhere, because I know a lot of circuits, they have to have so much voltage before it going across all the circuits before they'll even function correctly.
Strange. It seems to be more related to the draw, how much power draw we have. So when I'm talking right now, we're at about 6 amps, and it's working now, but like last night when I was trying to check into the net, I couldn't get it to work at all. I had to go out to my mobile unit.
Yep, I'm glad the new one's coming in today, so that should solve the issue.
Yeah, I've also got a broken mobile unit in my car, so it's like all my radio equipment's broken at the moment. I'm thinking about buying a new radio to replace the mobile unit and going with an FTM-500 Yaesu there. I don't know anybody's got one or talked to anybody about one, but they seem to be pretty good.
Bands are you want to talk on with the new radio?
I'm really just interested in UHF and VHF, so not really trying to get into any of the high-frequency stuff on this mobile unit. I have GPS functionality where I could put a card, like a SD card that's full of stations and repeaters in it, and the radio will know where I'm close and kind of help me with programming too. I've heard that one will do that. There's an ICOM one, I think, 5100A, that is similar.
Yep. As they say, this is definitely not a cheap hobby. It depends on how much you want to add and have the functionality to a radio.
So some people would say that about my other hobby, but let me tell you, this one, I think that after I get all set up in the ham hobby and get all the equipment that I need, you know, hopefully I won't be spending money too much more, but the other hobby I've got costs every month, you know.
Yep, definitely the most expensive hobbies are guns, cars, boats, radios.
That's pretty expensive. I spend a couple hundred dollars a month in just feeding them.
That is definitely, you know, an expensive hobby too, because when I was in Iraq, the Saddam Hussein's son, they paid like over $1 million for some rare birds, the falcons and stuff like that, because there's really not a lot of birds in Iraq, so they paid a pretty penny to get those in that area.
And as a result of that, you know, it's becoming more and more difficult for, you know, native or U.S. falconers, for example, to acquire some of these types of birds, like a falcon or different crosses of falcons, because the cost has just gotten kind of crazy. Like, prior to any of that happening, you know, you could go out and basically buy a bird. It wasn't a big deal. But now they're like thousands of dollars, and some of them reaching in the States now. Now, over there, they go way, way more. But in the States, you know, some of them are even hitting 10,000 plus, you know, and that's way out of the budget for basically anybody I know that practices falconry.
And $10,000 would have to be I don't even foresee the need of having a bird with that expensive.
Not worth it. There's absolutely no reason to do that unless, you know, you've got so much money that you don't know what to do with it, which is what some of those guys over there have, you know. And since breeders can only produce 2 to 3 birds a year, you know, the demand is extremely high on those types of birds that they like to fly over there. The good news is, for me, you know, and I live in a forest here, most of the birds that I fly are going to be hawks. And those guys over there, they're flying the falcons for the most part, deer falcons and other types of very fast birds. And since the UAE doesn't allow them to actually practice falconry, they're only allowed to race their birds. I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. It's not like they're taking wild quarry in the field with a bird of prey. You know, they're just racing them. I don't know.
Man, can't figure out a market for pigeons.
Territory. Are you a pigeon keeper?
No, sir. I'll just mention, I know there's a lot of them that could definitely be, you know, migrated elsewhere. I know the homing pigeons and stuff like that, those would definitely be better off, you know, or just a good normal pigeons that just like park pigeons. Too bad we, you know, can't, you know, find something for them to be done with. I know they serve a purpose.
Park pigeons, for your example, are kind of a nuisance. I'll tell you what, though, when I got my first set of pigeons here, kind of goes hand in hand with falconry. We use them in falconry, and I'm really the only falconer in the area that even is trying to use pigeons, or really the only falconer in the area. There's a couple of us, but anyway, so when I first started the pigeon thing, I didn't really know where to go, so I looked into pigeon racing, and apparently there's a huge group of guys that are racing pigeons all over the country, and they do like 500-600 mile races where they'll gather everyone's pigeons and drive them down to Florida and release all at the same time. And then the prizes, they have like little transmitters on the pigeons so they know when they've reached the roost, and the prizes are out of this world, man. I mean, I know a guy that won $50,000 in a race 2 years ago, you know, and some of these pigeons, they go for 6 figures. It's unbelievable. I had no idea that there was a whole underground and even above ground pigeon racing thing going on. You know, it's, I wouldn't say it's got as much money in it as, say, the horse racing, but I know of a race last year that was down in Georgia where the purse was over $1 million.
Definitely astronomical. Never even heard of anything like that. All right, sir. I'm now at work, so this is KO4 P XB, and I'll be clear on your final.
BXB, KQ4, QHV. Pleasure talking with you this morning, sir. Clear.